We are on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, but before we learn this sugya, I think it would be proper to first learn the sugya at Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Then I think we'll understand our sugya, which is a very difficult sugya, al kaponim, much better. Before we start on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, let us just look one bove in the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Nofal Lefonov Mikoil Hakriya Chayiv. A person was Nofal Lefonov Mikoil Hakriya. So Rashi says, Boir Kruya, there was a boir that was dug already. V'nichnas koire socher l'soichoi, and this Baal HaBoyer hired someone to go into this boyer, laharchiv or lahamik, to make it wider or deeper. And this socher is banging away in the boyer. V'shoir hoylech al sfas HaBoyer. And there's a shoyer that's walking by near the boyer. The shoma kolapatich, and he hears the banging. The nivas, and he gets frightened. The nofal alponov the boyer, and he falls because of his fright. He loses balance, and he falls into the boyer. Chayiv Baal HaBoyer, so the Baal HaBoyer is Chayiv. Now let us just jump to the Lishna Achine. Lishna Achine, Lofonov Mikoil Hakriya Baal HaBoyer Chayiv. The Af Al Gav the Ikol Meima Koyre Goram Lei. Now between you and me, it'd be a mokim to say that the reason the shoyer fell in is because of the noise the koyre made. The koyre grome baal mahudiyova, that means the baal haboyer is not responsible for this nefila. The poshet, the shoyer would have not fallen in. But now since the shoyer became fatumult from the koyer lakriya, so the shoyer lost balance and fell in. V'koyre groma ba'alma hudiyova. And to be mechayev the koyre, it's also, there's no reason to be mechayev the koyre, because he was just banging away. Through this banging, the shoyer got scared. The Kaimalon, Hamavis as Chaveiroi Potter Bedina Yodo. So Memele, Vitavayu Lifter. There'd be a svara to say that both of them should be Potter. The Koire is Potter. He's a Groma Baum. He's banging away. He had no intentions. The Shur got frightened. Fine, but that's called Hamamazik. The Baal HaBoyer should be Potter because the reason it fell into the boyer is because of the koyel akriya. So that's not normally a boyer is responsible for the nefila also. I made a boyer and it's not noticeable by the shvorim that walk by. We're speaking about at night or so you made a takola. Because of you, the shoyer fell in, but over here, it's not because of my bear, it's because of the kelakriya. So there'd be a mokim to say, v'tavayu lifteru. Afilohochi bala boer chayiv kerab noson kedemaforish bigmo. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Nofal lefonov mikelakriya, there'd be a svara to say that both should be potter. Chayev, the Baal HaBoyer is Chayev, and the reason is Kirab Nosa. Now let us see Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. And Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, we're in the middle of the Amud. Omar Amar, Nofal Lefonov Mikael Akriya Chayiv. Avamai, Neime Koire Gorem. Goram, like, let us say that the Koire was Misaviv the Hezek, so why is the Balabur Chayiv? The Koire is also part of the Goma, but why is the Balabur Chayiv? Omar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Homoni Rabbi Nosoni, the Omar Bal Habur Hezeke Ka'ovat. It is going according to Rav Nosson, who holds that even though the Baal HaBoyer was not a Sibbe for the Nefila, you're asking Akasha that the Baal HaBoyer should be completely potter. The reason of the Nefila is because of the Kaira. First of all, it's going according to Rav Nosson that holds that Baal HaBoyer Hezeke Ka'ovet, even though he was not the cause of the Nefila into the Boyer, we'll see soon the case of Rav Nosson. That's Yesod number one. But then there's another problem. Fine. But there are two that are involved in the Hezek. There's the Koire and the Baal HaBoyer. So you say the Baal HaBoyer is Chayiv, even though he wasn't Goyim the Nefila. Fine. So let it pay machze. The Mishnah says Baal HaBoyer Chayiv pays for the whole Ezek. Rav Nosson knows a second Yesod. B'chol heiched d'lo yevshel ishtalu mimahai, mishtala mahai. Rav Nosson holds if you cannot be goyve from one mazik, the other mazik is achoy to pay. This anya. Now to understand what we're speaking about, the Gemara brings up a rice. Shoer shedochaf es chaveiro leboyer. We have a case that a shoer pushed in another shoer into the boyer. So we have here a machlokes, the chachomim and amnos. The chachomim hold bal hasher chayev, Baal HaBoyer Potter. The Baal HaShoyer is Chayiv, and the Baal HaBoyer is Potter. Now, Rabbi Nosson Neumer, Baal HaShoyer Mishalim Mechze, U Baal HaBoyer Mishalim Mechze. So we have here, the Baal HaMachloikis, if HaShoyer Shedochav Eschaveire LeBoyer, that the Chachomim hold Baal HaShoyer Chayiv, Baal HaBoyer Potter. Rav Nosson says each one pays half. Now let us see Rashi. Baal HaBoyer Hezeke Ovid. The Baal HaBoyer made the Hezek. Kloima. So Rashi says, what does that mean? He made the Hezek. Between you and me, there were others involved in this hezek. The Baal Koire was mesaviv that it should fall into the bur. Kloima, b'soich sheloi nimtza hanezek. But the nezek, let's not talk about the sivuv, what was mesaviv the hezek. But let's talk about lemaisa, who made the hezek. Lemaisa, the shoyer got killed. What killed the shoyer? You know what killed the shoyer? The boyer killed the shoyer. B'soich sheloi nimtza hanezek. It's a lotion of the goyin in Chayshe Mishpat. The goyin says as follows. Who oise b'shatoi ha-hezik levad b'loi ha-shoyer. It means the hezik now, what bang dap the shoyer? The hevel that killed the shoyer, the chavat that killed the shoyer. Who made this hezik? Who oise b'shatoi ha-hezik levad b'loi ha-shoyer? So memele, this is what Rav Nosson holds. Let's not speak about the misavivim of the hezek. Let us speak about lemaisa, who made the hezek. Who made the hezek? The Baal HaBoyer Hezeke of it. He made the hezek. Kloima. Bisaych Shaloi Nimtza HaNezek. That means the nezek came from the Shaloi from his Boyer. That's number one. So you're asking Akasha, the name of Koire Goram, the Koire was Misaviv the Hezek, that was your Akasha. So you asked the Baal HaBoyer should be completely Potter. So it's going according to Rav Nosson, that holds Baal HaBoyer Hezeka of it. I don't only look at the Misaviv, I look at the Oisa Hezek. Baal HaBoyer Hezeka Ovat, Kloime B'Seich Shaloi Nimtza Nes. That's number one. So the vial we had just answered, you asked Akasha that everyone should be potter. That's how Rashi said on the Mishnah. Neime Koire Gora, he's potter because he's a Goyrim. It's a Grome Baalme, and the Baal HaBoyer, it didn't come through the Boyer. The Nefila did not come through the Boyer. So, it goes according to Rav Nosson, that holds, that is not a sibit to part of the Baal HaBoyer. Baal HaBoyer Hezeka of it. He made the Hezek. Let's not, B'seich Shaloi Nimtza Nes. Fine. So, Afilu will say this, so that Pshat is okay. So you have two Shutvim in the Hezek. You have the Koire that was Mesavav the Nefila. You have the Boyer that made the Hezek. But the Mishnah says the Baal HaBoyer is Chayim on the whole Hezek. You put everything on the shoulders of the Baal HaBoyer. So Rashi says, V'chobar HaNos knows another Shtik Teire. V'chol Heiched lo yefshe l'shtalu mi Koire. If you can't mon from the Koire, the Koire grom abamu mishtalu minei the Baal HaBoyer. Then the Baal HaBoyer is to pay for the whole thing, and why we'll see as the sugya progresses. That is what Rav Nosson holds. So, Lemaisa, I told you Pshat in the Mishnah, now we just have to figure out the lomdus of Rav Nosson, but the Mishnah is taken care of. Now we brought a Baraisa. We had a Baraisa, Shoyer Shedochav Chaveire Leboyer. So, the Tanakhama holds Baal HaBoyer Potter. The Baal HaBoyer is Potter, whatever the shoyer is, the omalei Baal HaBoyer ilav turach leinofel. That means the sibbe, that what this shoyer fell in is, you pushed it in, your shoyer pushed it in. Vahai dechife maise biyodayim havoi veloi groma. That that your shoyer pushed it in, That was Snapchat. It was Goyrim and the Nefila. He pushed it in by your day. So Memele, so let us just say a vote. Achsmera Moshe, Nigras Moshe says this vote. That the Chachamim Taina like this. All the time when a Shoyer falls into a boil, so there are two Chalokim of this hezek, it fell into the boil, because there was, he dug out a bursa, fell into the boil, then the boil was mazik the shoyer. The falling into the boil, between you and me, is a grome from the Baal HaBoyer. That means, that when it fell, it's a grommet, that means it was walking, and next to the Svas HaBoyer, there's no karka there, and it's walking, it fell in. This is a grommet of the Baal HaBoyer. But we see the Torah was Machayev Boyer, even though the Nefila was Al Yidei Gormosoi. That means we have to understand, Moshe says, Boyer is different than any other Mazik. All other mazikim, the age, shoyer, my shoyer was mazik. My shoyer was mazik. Your tfue, your yosha, so, you believe to be, I was mazik you. Here, my boy was goyrem, that your shoyer should fall in. The gabi, the nefila was, if your show would have been 10 foot away, nothing would have happened. Your show was walking, and it wasn't looking, it was dark. Fine. So this is a gomer. No, the Torah said, Bala Boir is Chayiv. So the Bala Boir is Chayiv went, and then his boy was Mazik. So when is the Bala Boir Chayiv? If Al Yedei Gormoso it fell in, so then you're Chayiv for being Mazik. But if another Koyach threw it into the boil, so then it's called, you did everything. You pushed it into the boil. You're the whole thing. That means, just like Lamosho, we had a svar and taisvist avova medalev, if a person will take a beggar and throw it into Yenim's Eish, so we'll tell him, you're the Baal Eish is chayiv, the Adam is chayiv. He made the hezek. From Yachas to Hezek to the one who put the beggar into the age. So the same thing over here, that what this shoyer fell into the boil, it's not me, it's you. I'm completely innocent. That's what the Chachamim hold. So the Chachamim hold, Baal HaBoil Potter, Bein Sheser Nizik Shoyte, Bein Shupikeach, that means what could have been if the shoyer didn't push in the shirt to the boil, that's debatable what could have been. Maybe if it was a shaita, so it would have fallen inside, so that's what could have been. But lemaisa, what was, he laughed, domale balaba, he laughed to ach leinofel. But that in the feel was because Yosha pushed it in. Vahai dechive maisa biyadayim avoy veloy grome. So, we're miyachas the hezek to you. You made the whole hezek. Bala sheir chayiv, bala ber potter. We attribute the hezek to the bala sheir. Fine. Rabbi Nosan Oima, bal haber mishalem machtze, sherei ben shneim himisu. Rabbi Nosan doesn't hold like that you're putting the whole blame on the bala sheir. No, listen. He pushed in, your was mazik him, don't make yourself so innocent. Both were mishta, he pushed and your boy was mazik, mentioning me so. So memele, so therefore, Rav Nosson holds that the balasher mishalem achts and balaber mishalem achts. Fine. So far, we see only one thing from Rav Nosson. We see from Rav Nosson that Balaber Hezeke Ko'ovid, not what the Chachomim were misalik the whole obligation from the Balaber. They said, no, we attribute everything to the Sher HaDoichev. No, he holds Balaber Hezeke Ko'ovid, and therefore both of them are Shutvim in this Hezek, so each one pays him. Fine. Frag the Gemore, I have a stir in Rav Nosson. Vosanye Rabbi Nosson oima, Bal haber mishalem gimul chalokim, u bal asher revie. I have another member, a stir in Rav Nosson, that the bal haber pays 3/4, and the bal asher pays 1/4. So the Gemore says, loy kashe, ho betam, voho bemuit. If the shayr is a mu'it, so then he pays chatzi nezik, and the bear pays chatzi nezik. The shayr is a tam, he pays 1/4. Let's see what Rashi says. Ho b'tam, bala shayr mishalem revi'e, v'tayim meforish l'kameh. We're going to explain. This is also not too poshut why a tam only pays 1/4, but we'll see. Ho b'mu'it, the mechayiv nezik sholem. The chol chad, Narashi explains pshat by mu'it. The chol chad mishalem mechze mimonav shech. If he's a mu'it, each one pays half. Itavayu. Now Rashi says there are two ways how to look when you have a hezik hanasa al yidei two shutfim. You can say hai kula zeka ovid vahai kula zeka ovid, because theoretically, if the boil would not have been there, the shah would also have killed the other shah because of the impact of his dechifa. If it wouldn't be of the impact of the dechifa sasher, the boy would have killed him. So Be'emison, there's a svara to say, now it came about through two mazikim. There's a svara to say, itavayu kula zeka ovid, that each one I could attribute the whole hezik, dal yedei chad minayu nami mayis, that's a psagirs over here, because through one of them also would have died, each one was capable of killing the shayat. Is so memela, if you say hai kula zeka ovid vahai kula zeka ovid, hashted the ovdi tavayu mishalim kol chad palge. So now that both of them made kulei hezeke, so in tashlumim each one pays half. That's one way you can look at it. Ikol chad v'chad palge zeke of it. If we look at a hezek that's nasal yedei tu mazikim mishutofim, I look at it that each one made half a hezek, is maidov and mishalim. So each one made half a hezek, so don't move it to. So it's also good. By a muid, however I will understand the hezek of two mazikim, kula zeik of it, palge zeik of it, I understand Rav Nosson perfectly. Rav Nosson says, both are shutvim in this hezek, and therefore, each one has to pay half of the nezek, either out kula zeik, out palge. So that's very good by Amud. Frekte Gemara ubetam maikasova. But what does Rav Nosson hold by tam? Ikasova haikula zeka of it, vahaikula zeka of it. If he holds each one is kula zeka of it, so the shayel, what would be if there wouldn't have been the boil? The shayel would have done his maisa dechifa. The shah would have done this maisa t'chifa, and would have died from the shah, kula zeka ovid. So what would the halacha be? The halacha would be that the shah would pay chatzi nezek. It's a tam, so the shah pays chatzi nezek. So memele, so frekte gemore, if Rav Nosson holds, ay kula zeka ovid, vay kula zeka ovid, so the share, so by a tam also should pay half. It's kula zeka of it, and each one is kula zeka of it. So each one should pay the whole hezek. So each one is mechuy for the whole hezek, and since he's a tam, so therefore you pay. So the tam will pay. The tam will pay chatzi nezek. And the boy should also pay chatzi nezek. Fine. V'ikosova hai palge zeikovat. If Rav Nosson holds that hai palge zeikovat, vai palge zeikovat. So fine. So bala boy mishale palge. The bala boy pays half. U'bala shere revie. The shere only made half a hezek, so he pays half of what he was mazik. The idach riva mafsit, and the other quarter, the nizik should lose. So the Gemara says, I don't understand Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says, asher shedochav chaveirei leboyer. By a muet, I understand it beautifully, that Rav Nosson says, each one is a equal shutif in the hezik. side the shoyer and side the boyer. So memela, each one pays half. That I understand. There's a long the school as they go of it, palga as they go of it. However, I'll learn, I can understand this very well, that each one will pay half. But the second aloche that Rav Nosson said, that if a tam, a shoyer tam, pushed in another shoyer into a boyer, so there Rav Nosson said the boyer pays 3/4, and the shoyer pays 1/4, that I don't understand. Man of shoyer. If I hold each one made the whole hezek, hai kula zeik of it, hai kula zeik of it. So the shoyer made the whole hezek, so he should pay chatzi nezek. The boyer made the whole hezek, he also paid, he have two shouldn't. He should pay chatzi nezek. And if you hold palga zeik of it, so I understand very well why the shoyer pays 1/4, because he only made half at nezek. But why does the boyer all of a sudden pay 3/4? Now let us see Rashi. Ikasova haikula zeikovit hoyo de belav boyer nami bais. Mais. If Rav Nosson holds, without the boyer, if the boyer wouldn't have been here, it also would have died. Have a keilu himisai kuloi. So it's keilu the shoyer killed him completely. Because you don't need the actions of the boyer to bring about the misa of the shoyer. Then if the boyer wouldn't have been here, it also would have died. So we consider keilu the shoyer killed him. Kuloi. Vechein gabi boyer. The same thing by boyer. Oyel ubelav. Makas negichas asher. A fellow wouldn't have been because of the impact of the negich of the shir. Avi mayis. It also would have died this shir because the fellow into the bear. Is kilo a mise kula. O mishem hochi machmer gimul chalokim al bala boil. And that is why Rav Nosson says, so we consider that the boil killed him completely, the boil is a ganze mazik, and the shoyer is also a ganze mazik. So how did he get to such an equation that the shoyer pays 1/4 and he pays 3/4? Hi Mishalim Palga Vahai Palga, Kivan the Bala Sher Nami Kula Zekov. The Sher also made the whole Hezek. Vishta Mishalm Khatsi Nezik Shuaisa. So why does he pay 1/4 and he pays 3/4? Vikasova. And if we will say Hoyel Ushneyam Osu Yachat, the Hezek, that's true, each one alone could have made the whole hezek. But now, since the hezek was done through both, is high palga ovid va high palga ovid. So then we look at the hezek that was done, and we attribute half the hezek to each mazik. Oh, Mishamachi, now I understand very well, shoyer reviyu the mishalim, the tamu. Then I'll understand very well why the shoyer pays 1/4. So that's good. Let the bala shoyer pay a reviye. Because palge is a kovet. And the 1/4 that the bala shoyer is not paying for, the nizik should be mafsid. Why does the nizik? Why is he teveya from the balapir another the second quarter? That was the kasha. Amar Rove. So Rove said, Rabbi Nosson Dino. You know, he's asking a kasha. Rabbi Nosson was a dayin. Benochis. Rav Nosson was a meredik amkin, and memele, Rav Nosson is meredik. Lo'ilam kosova. Now let's go to your kash. Lo'ilam kosova, hai kula hezeka ovid, vai kula hezeka ovid. Let's go to your first malach. Each one take is a complete mazik. The shir is a complete mazik, because if the boy wouldn't have been there, would have died from the impact of the negich of the shir. The boy is a complete mazik. So now you ask the kasha, so if the shir is a complete mazik, let the shir taine, let the sher pay half because he killed another sher. I call as a carbon. Now Pam pays chatzin nezik, so let the sher pay chatzin nezik. Why does he only pay a quarter? Udika kashelach l'shalem hay palge v'hay palge. You ask the kasher that let each one pay half. Mishum da'oma le'bala sher le'bala boil shutvisoi my ahanyili. What is my shutvis helping me? Now let's just say oisavenik amirdi kalomdis. The Baal HaShoy comes to the Baal HaBoy. The Baal HaBoy tells the Baal HaShoy, you know, Kula Zeik Ovid, you made the whole Ezek, and Tom pays Chatzin Ezek. No, no, so you should pay Chatzin Ezek. So the Baal HaShoy tells the Baal HaBoy like this, and Shuldik the Baal HaBoy, you also made the whole Ezek, right? Yeah, so really, you should pay the whole thing, 100%. He says, but so why didn't you pay the whole thing? Yeah, well, there's someone else also who's responsible for the Ezek. So if there are two parties responsible for the Ezek, the Nizek is not supposed to get a double of his Ezek. So Mamele, there are two responsible parties. So Mamele, so therefore, each responsible party only has to pay half. I have a shoot who is also responsible. Fine, I understand you perfectly. So Hashmalos Nechamashepicha Medaba. So you're telling me that if there's a second responsible party, so you're not mechuyev to pay for the whole nezik. That means, so you have a shutev in tashlumim. So the Tam tells him, listen, you're 100% right. If I wouldn't have a shutev, I would have to pay chatzin nezik. That's right. I kula say COVID. You're right. I made the whole nezik. And I'm a Tam, and a Tam pays chatzin nezik. But I have a shutev. You're my shutev. Just like I'm your shutev. Why aren't you paying Nezik Sholem? Because he say, I have a shutev in the Hezik. So why should I pay Chatzin Nezik? He also have a shutev in the Hezik. All I'm a chuyev to pay, I'll school a zeka over it, is Chatzin Nezik. And I have a shutev. You're my shutev. So Memele in my, just like in your chiyev tashlumim. You're not paying the whole Nezik. You're getting away. I'm paying a quarter. Why didn't you pay it on Nezik? Because you have a shutev. So I'm being mishtatev in the quarter that you should have paid. You should have paid on Nezik. I'm being mishtatev. I'm paying it. So you be mishtatev on the other quarter that I should have paid. So that is why we pay. That's why I pay half. That's why the Baal HaBoy pays half. And the Baal HaShoy, the Baal HaBoy pays three quarters. It's the Baal HaBoy pays three quarters and the Baal HaShoy pays a quarter. Now let us see Rashi. Rabbi Nosson Av Besden Hoya B'Meseches Oiris. Rabbi Nosson was an Av Besden. Shutvesoi Maya Hanili. What is, if you tell me I should pay a half, what is my shutves helping me? Belav shutvis, if you wouldn't have been around, if my shoyl would have killed this shoyl with the negicha alone, nami pal gehud mishtalam, I also would pay half, because the shoyl tam pays half. Vekivin the bala boyer nami kulezek of it, but since I have Baruch Hashem Ashutev, who you also consider like you also made the whole nezik, is mishalam gimul chalokim. So that's one mahalach in Rav Nosson. Now let's go further. That's one mahalach in Rav Nosson. Yeah. Ibo Yisayim. I'll tell you another mahalach in Rav Nosson. You ask the kasha, you kula zeikovit, palge zeikovit. Ibo Yisayim. Loilom Kosovo could be Rav Nosson holds high palge zeikovit v'hai palge zeikovit. If you have a hezek that came about through two mazikim, we consider that each one did half a hezek. That's what we came through two, so we attribute half the hezek to one, half the hezek to the other. Udeko kashiloch, so you're asking a kashi, Bala Ber Mishalem Palge, Ubala Sher Mishalem Revie, Vidoch Rive Napsit, Essen. So why is the Bala Bird, this is a Mother Kakash, why is the Bala Bird paying three quarters? If it's Palgez Eka Ovad, so all his Mechuyev to pay is for half an Ezek. Good, so the Sher pays half an Ezek, he pays a quarter. The Bird pays half an Ezek, so he pays a half, fine. But why, how do you get three quarters? Mishum da'omalei bala sher le bala boil. Ano to roi bebirach ashkechisei. I found my dead sher in your boil. At ketalte, you killed it. Your boil killed my sher. Ma de isli lishtalume mahayech mishtalamno. What I could ever mourn from the Bala Sher Almon, that's true. The Bala Sher is also, he's not innocent over here. Whatever I can mourn from him, I'll take. I can mourn from him a quarter, because I palgezekov, I palgezekov. My delesli lishtalume mahayech mishtalam namimach, but whatever I can't mourn from him, I'll mourn from you. Now this is a very shver gemar. Then he tells him, but before we are mevayel, or try to be mevayel pshat in this, let us first see Rashi. Zot Rashi, at ketalte besoich shaloch mitzosiv. My shoyer was killed from your boy. My Shela Maisa was killed from your boil. Now perhaps I will say a pshat, Bachsach Meir thinks this, Chedush Rabbah Yalebi says this pshat. Bachsach Meir pshat is as follows. Let us for 1 minute think, how does every boil work? Every boil, there are two Chalokim to the Hezek of the Boer. That means, we had mentioned in the beginning of this year, Boer is unique. That means, all other Mazikim, the Mazik went to the Nizik and was Mazikim, finished. The Sher ate up the Peiris, the whatever it is. So, but over there, the Mama was Mazik, so you have to pay for the Hezek. Here, the Boer was Oymed Ben Koymoy. The Shoyer came to the Boer. I mean, that's, the Shoyer came to the Boer. Good. Should have put up flashing lights. I should have come. Fine. Oh, but Lemaise, the Hezek came because, let's speak about the Nefila. The Nefila that occurred through my Boer. The Nefila that occurred through my Boer, you can't, a filler will say, I'm a Bala Boer, so the clap, the hevel, the etzem hezek, I made it. That's for sure. The hezek I made will say, I'm a Bala Boer, my boer killed your shirt, that's good. But let's not begin the story in the middle. But how did what was misaviv that the shirt fell into the boer? I didn't do anything. There's no earth there. So the sheriff fell in, but it's not called that I was mazik. That's not called nothing taking it. That's called grome, grome, grome. That's nothing. My moment, I feel I'm called a bala boer. I'm a bala boer. I'm the kalke. It's called my kalke. I'm a bala boer. I'm the hevel. Whatever I create, I'm a bala boer. I'm the kalke and the hevel. But that there's nothing there. The reason the sheriff fell in, because there's no earth there. So, who was Mazik? The Kairaber, no, he's sleeping now. He didn't do a proper thing. What, who was Mazik over here? This is a Grome Balme. This is a Grome Balme. And Va'aval Pikein, so let us diagnose the Mazik of Boer. So when we look at the Mazik of Boer, the Baal of Boer, gets a good lawyer, and the lawyer comes to the Dai, so the Dai says like this, listen here, he says, you know, this Ezek came about because the shoyer tripped and fell into the boil. That was not, my client is not responsible for that. It's not shot that his mammon was mazik. The falling wasn't from his mammon. He took away earth, but nothing of his was mazik. But in order to be chayiv, you have to have my thing was mazik. My shoyer was mazik. My ish was mazik. Here, what? The nefila was nothing of mine. Nothing of mine was mazik. So nefila came out through that, that I had dug out a boil. There's no earth there. It fell. But there's nothing of mine. So the lawyer comes and tells, so listen, the nefila, it's, my client is not responsible. The banging, I understand that he's a balabur, he's b'chuyif to pay. So he comes to the dayan, we'll make a deal, he should pay chatzi nezik. I mean, this hezek came about through a nefila and a chabat, so he should pay chatzi nezik. Zok the dayan to the lawyer, you're a moiridik alamim, very good, I understand your taina perfectly, but the posik says balabur yishalom. So what was the Torah Mechadish? The Torah was Mechadish even though you're 100% right. The Nefile, the Balabir, was only a Grom of Alma, that's not Aval Pikein. So he only made the Hezek. You're 100% right. And the Torah said, for this Hezek, for this half what he did, he has to pay the whole Nezek. That's what the Torah said. You're a Moiridika lawyer, but the Torah says, for this Palganiske, this is only half. You're right, there's two chalokim. The nefila was only nigram al yodi, which angrome ein potter. The Torah said, but for the other, if you mechuyif to pay for the whole lesson. That's what the Torah said. So memeila, zokte gemore azoi. Zokte gemore, according to Rav Nosson, good, I palgezekov, that could be, you're right, that the shoyer pushed him in to the boyer. Here the nefila was from the shoyer. And the boil, the boil banged them up. Now the shoyer is only chayiv chatzi nezik because the shoyer is a tam. So yes, in kakasha, paul gezeka of it. So why should he pay three quarters? So you would tell the bala boil, you always pay for the chelik hanefila, which you're also not responsible for. The Torah said for this paul gezeka that you always make you have to pay the whole nezik. So pay him also the nezik. Baruch Hashem, you have a shutef over here. The shayr is going to pay also how much he pays. So the shayr pays a quarter, and you pay three quarters. Mishallah bar Yisrael. So that's l'chayre, the lumdus of the Gemara, according to Rav Nosson. That means we can understand Rav Nosson one of two ways. Either Rav Nosson holds haikula zeikovet, vaikula zeikovet, and that's, then it's gold portion. That so be'etzim, each one is considered like he made the whole hezek. Each one theoretically should pay the whole thing. And if you have a shutef, so it's easier. You have someone else being mishtatef on the tashlumin. Whatever you don't, wherever you don't have a shutef, you have to pay because I kula zeikovit. Or the Gemara says, afilu you'll say I palge zeikovit, but by boir this is not a taina. Your shoyer, your boy killed my shoyer. Don't tell me how it came in. That's the every lawyer time is like this. But the Torah says for this paul gezek, you pay for this paul gezek, you believe to pay teshlo to pay for the whole nezik. So memele, so if you have a shutter that pays a quarter, gevaldik, three quarters you have to pay. This is according to Rav Nosson. Now. Monday is fine. So now, so let's go back to the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said as follows, that, Nofal Mikoil Akriya, you had a shoyer innocently walking, in the vicinity of the boyer, and there's someone in the boyer that's banging away, and the shoyer all of a sudden got petrified from the banging, and because of that he lost his balance and fell into the boyer. And Memela, so the Mishnah says that the Balabur pays for the Hezek. So we had asked Akasha, Koire Kogora. I mean, the reason the sheriff fell in, because the Skoire was banging away. The whole, I can attribute in the Nefila to the Koire, not to the Balabur. The sheriff would never have lost its balance if it wouldn't have been for the Skoire. someone was watching, as soon as the sheikh was walking, the query was walking, without any problems, never fallen into the bed. Now he starts banging. The sheikh got in the ganzen batumut and then fell into the bed. Okay, that was the Gemara's kasha. Shmuel says, what's your problem? It goes according to Rav Nosson. And for Rav Nosson, we see two yesoides. Number one, we see from Rav Nosson, Bala Beir Hezekekovat. That means that not the way the Chachamim said, we'll see, we'll soon give. The Chachamim said, Asher Shedochav Chaveiro Leboir. Asher Shedochav Chaveiro Leboir. So the Chachamim say that the Boir Leboir is completely potter. We attribute everything to the Baal Asher. We attribute everything to the Baal Asher. So that's right. So then we should attribute everything to the Kaira, 100% right. But it's going to Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says, Baal HaBeir HaZekekovet, the Baal HaBeir is called the Mazik, either Kula Zeke or the other Svore, and the Nikeich, the Lekker, he can't mourn from the Kaira, because the Kaira is a Groma Balme, so you mourn from the Baal HaBeir, the whole Hesek. Zot Rashi. Avo Rabbono, now let's see the last Rashi. Avo Rabbono, Bosa Mikora Osli. The Rabbono, look, what they look, they the chaylik on Rav Nosson. They say if it was pushed into a boyer, the Baal HaBeir is innocent. You look, if it was pushed into a boyer, you look at the Mesaviv Hanefila. Avo Rabbono, Bosa Mikora Osli. Visovri, the Baal HaShoir Kula Zekovet. They hold that the Baal HaBeir didn't make a hezek at all. You can't, as we had mentioned before, just like if a person will take a beged and put it into an ash, she'll say, oh, the ash burnt it. No. You're the mazik. You used my ash to be mazik. You're the mazik. So the Chachamim hold Bosa Mikoros Linin. If someone, good, it's a chiddush of boyer if it fell in because of the boyer, then the Baal HaBeir is mechuyev to pay. But if there's another sibe for the nefil into the boyer, that sibe, that's the mazik. He created the hezek. So memeila, v'sovri the Baal HaShoir, kul hezek of it. Whatever happened, you did it. So memeila, hilkach, bimuit. So let's talk about what'll be bimuit, Baal HaShoir, mishalem, kulit. So he'll pay the whole, he made the whole hezek. The Baal HaBeir didn't do anything. You did it. You used my boil to be mazik. That's what you did. Baal Mishalem Kulei. Ubitam. Baal HaShoir Mishalem Palge. Upalge Mafsid. That's what the Chachamim hold. The Gabi Masnis and Nami. And according to the Chachamim, Bosa Kairos Linen, then we'll look at the Kaira. That means his personal bank. He was the one that made the share fall in. And he's a grome, he's a geirin balme, he's a habis anapshe. So he's potter, the Baal HaBeir is potter, v'shneim, p'turim, both of them are potter.
Now, let us start learning our sugya and daf yud gimel. Oma Rabbi Abba, it's around 15 lines from the bottom by the small hay, of the Ein Mishpat, Shlomim Shehiziku. A Kobim Shlomim was Mazik. Goive mi Besoron ve'ene goive me'emoreim. Now, we're speaking about, let us just say a few hagdomis. We are speaking about a Shoir Tam who was Mazik. And this Shoir Tam was a Shlomim, a Kolben Shlomim. We go according to Rabbi Yosef Galili that holds Kochim Kalim Momen Bailim. He's responsible. This is his Shoir. It's Momen Bailim. Fine. Shlomim Shehiziko was Mazik. Fine. So now, the Nizik comes and wants the Mom from the Bala Kolben. It's a Tam. His Goyve Mipsoro. So from the meat of the, this is a shlomis, because we're making it for a cold. I mean, this is, whatever happened is, Nebuch, or whatever happened, he lost the ship, but we can make of this for a kol. So goyve mipso. So the nizik from the chelik habosol is going to mon, is going to mon. That means tam is mishalem migufoy. So let us say, for all practical purposes, when the it will come to eat the basal, so the Baal HaShlomim had invited his whole family to come for, to eat the Mishulchan Gavoya. We're having, he spent $1,000 for a behemoth. So when it comes to eat the basal, the Nizik gives him a tap on the shoulder and shoulder. I'm going in instead of you. Thomas Mishalom Igufoy. Goyve Mipsalom. Ve'enai Goyve Me'imureya. But from the Imurim which you're makter on them is Bayar, so that he can't be Goyve. So let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Goyve chatzi niskoi mipsoroi. Chatzi nezek will be goyve from the boso. The nezek sher tam mishtale migufa. Frag the Gemore, please, Rab Abbe. This is bullshit, what you're saying. Pshite. A murim le gavoye salke. What are you telling me? He's not goyve from the murim. But we can come to the murim. I mean, the murim are going to be burnt on the mizbeach. But he's going to come for the Imurim and they say, I mean, Chesetzer, he can't be goyve from the Imurim, this Poshe. So there are two mahalchim hatalim shat in this pshita. One mahalach is that we're speaking about a tam is mishalem migufoy. So whatever is edible, the basa is edible, the basa will be eaten. So whatever he's entitled to, from the basa could be goyve. From the Imurim, I mean, the Imurim is Gavoyas. What is he going to say over here? I mean, this is not, you can't get anything from this. This is going to say, Shkob Shlomim, that we're going to burn the Imurim. So he can't be Goyva from the Imurim. That's one Pshat. First answer, can't be Goyva from the Imurim. The Imurim, Achelup, Sipes. Well, I mean, first answer, can't be Goyva from the Imurim. Then there's another Pshat that Rav Chaim Reza mentions. Means that the Imurim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that Kochim Kalim Momen Bailim, that's the Chelik HaBosa. The Bosa is Momen Bailim. The Imurim is never Momen Bailim. The Imurim is Oymed Laktor, the Imurim is never Momen Bailim. So Pshat is like you have two Shutfim in this Shoyim. I feel that we're talking about, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Kochim Kalim, the Momen Bailim is the Chelik HaBosa. The Chelik HaBosa is, that's his, it's a Schus Achila, according to Taisvis, it's not Mishulchan Gavoy, according to Rashi El Kaponim. Michaim, it's not Mishulchan Gavoy, Michaim, it's his. But the Murim is never his. The Murim is Le Gavoy Salki, some Mele, so you have like two Mishtatvim in the Hezit, Gavoya and Hegye, so from the Chelik Hagavoya, you can't mon. I mean, that's Gavoya's monin, and versteht sich, you can't mon from Gavoya. So these are two ways. Either you don't have from Watamon, or the Emurim Bechlau are not mechuyev to pay for the hezek. So the Gemara loitzriche legoive mipsoron kineged imere. No. I'm telling you something else. I'm going to tell you a chiddush. That means like this. Let us say, for practical purposes, the we have a share shel shlomim that's worth $200. It was mazik another share that's also worth $200. So the ma'aseh, it's a share tam, you have to burn $100. The basa is worth $150. The murim are worth $50. So now, the chiddush of Rabbi Abba is as follows. From the murim versteht sich, you can't burn. So that's $50 down the drain. But now, the basa is worth $150. So let him burn $100 from the basa. So he says, no. From the Bosa, Yemon, $75. The Bosa, the pay Chatzinezik, $75 Yemon. From the Murim, he can't, theoretically, he should mon $25 from the Murim, Chatzinezik. But from the Murim, he can't mon, so finished. So the Yemon, $75 from the Bosa, Yemon from the Murim, that's the Chiddush. I don't say that let the Baal HaBosa, let the Bosa, let him get $100 from the Bosa. I don't say this. That's the Chiddush of Rabbah. Amar Rabbah is, yeah, let's legoiva mipsoron keneged imurei. We're speaking about, can he be goiva from the Bosa keneged imurei? Let us see Rashi. Leitzricha, ho diktoni eine goiva me imurim, ho kemashmalam. Not he's telling us he can't be goiva from the Murim. He says he can't be goiva from the Murim. Imurim legavoya salki. Then goiva mipsoroi keneged imurim. Kegoi. Sher shove mosai. Shenogach sher shove mosai. Eine goiva ela chatsi demei besori. You only mon, let's say, we mentioned that the boss is worth $150. You only mon $75 from the boss. Half a gavloi have money sholem. The mice of the hezek was 100. And I'm only money from the bosa 75. But the mei chatzi amurim lo yishtalem mid mei chatzi acher shel bosa. That means let the bal habosa, let the bal habosa pay for the chelik of what the Murim theoretically is mechuyev to pay. So that's the Chiddush. You don't say this. So just let's mention the Gemara's Kashe, and then we'll stop here. So Gemara says, Ali b'dama, I Ali b'da Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, Pshite, ha'omri kelekelishtalu mimahai, the Rabbanan hold, if you can't mon from one, you don't mon from the other. Some emele, they said that, So that's the Gemara's kasha, that Rabbabe is, it's, according to the Rabbonon, it's poshit, and according to Rab Noson, lochayre, it's not true.